Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Mary Key, the author of CEO Road Rules and a number of others. The Entrepreneurial Cat, that's another one. And Mary, thanks again for being here. Mary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, good friend. And we're talking about women in the marketplace, women leadership, women in leadership positions in the marketplace. Mary, let's touch on this last segment on what happened at Google. Do you think that the man, let's take out some of the things he probably could have been better off to leave out of his article. Do you think by doing what he did, by writing what he did, do you think it was a good thing or a bad thing? You think it helped out to get the conversation going, or what do you think?
Well, he lost his job as a result. So okay. I think that would be a better question for him. But I think, obviously he had some pretty definitive ideas, and I do not think there's a biological bent in terms of topics of interest. Women are not cut out for programming positions. To me, is a prejudice statement.
But I don't think he said that. But
yes, he did.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that women, how much of the disparity between women in the STEM practices and between men and women, how much do you think of that is, if you gave it a percentage, how much of it would be biological, the difference in men and women, and how much of it do you think is societal pressures?
Well, I think there's an element of societal pressure, and I think there is also an element of education, and a mistake, Jim, that I see a lot of young people make, both male and female, is that they do not understand the breadth of job opportunities out there, particularly new growth jobs that didn't exist, like a genetic physicist or
right.
whatever,
right.
something that wasn't even out there when their parents were growing
right.
up. And schools are not the best at exposing people to that breath. So what happens is that a lot of times...
Stop. Let me ask you a quick question. Are you saying you think that the college regimes are a part of this holding back of women in the STEM fields?
I think that education about what's out there for kids in general and young women in particular, and that's why there isn't an initiative now. Like, in my community, I'm involved in an initiative to provide female mentors in non-traditional careers because the people aren't exposed to it. And I think if more people were exposed to it, but here's the heartbreak, Jim. You spend, you spend 60 grand a year putting your kid to college, shadowed an attorney.
Right.
Going to law school, and he goes, I hate this.
Right.
So this happens
I've seen that
more
happen.
Than you know. More than
that.
You know.
I've seen
and
that
one
happen.
Of the reasons women are not in non-traditional careers, exposure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's my belief.
No, and I don't, and you make a good point because it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? If the fewer women you have in those programs, the fewer women there are to shadow, to be shadowed.
For every dollar a man makes, a woman makes 77 cents in general. And it's worse for minorities.
And is that the study that includes the difference in a woman's career, or is that is purely in the job like for like jobs?
Well, this is a mega analysis, and some of the factors that could contribute to that: one, downright prejudice,
yeah.
just women being treated differently. Another factor is that some people say that women don't negotiate as well as men, and they're not as assertive in asking for pay raises.
Do you think that's true?
Let me finish the factors.
Okay.
That's the second one. The third factor is that women. being a nurse, and so therefore the positions they pick impact their average compensation.
Yeah.
So it's a blend of factors.
It's a complicated issue, and the disparities compound the outcomes, don't they?
But this whole idea of education and exposure for young women starting out is this the very true.
I got to wrap it up. I need your website quickly one more time. Your website, quickly, one more time.
Oh, sure. It's keyassociatesinc.com. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks,
wonderful to connect.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.